Good evening, everybody. Thanks for joining us tonight. Whether you're viewing live or watching the recording, we're glad you could join us for this episode of the Storm Hunters podcast. It's our first episode, actually, of 2016. It's been that long since we've actually gotten around to doing one of these things. I think the last one we did was for ChaserCon Canada back in October. We had a fun preview show for that with a bunch of guests. And tonight we're very excited to have Brandon Houck on the show for the first time tonight. Brandon, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And yourself?
Oh, we're doing not too bad here. We've been wanting to have you on the show for a while, and it's great to finally have you on. First of all, I guess for anybody who's just joining us, maybe you could give us a little bit of, just a little bit of background as to what your interests in weather are and what your involvement with it is. I know you're very active on radio shows and things like that. Just give us a little maybe background about yourself.
Well, I've been doing the weather for quite a while. Basically started at the age of 8 years old. Well, younger when I was really young, actually, when I've basically got into the weather situation here across Southern Alberta. I got really interested, and I've been hooked ever since I got into, after flying into a thunderstorm when I was really, really young, when I was about 4 years old. And I've been basically forecasting weather. I basically started forecasting around, let's say, I started forecasting when I was pretty young, as I said, around 8 years old. And I've basically been weather forecasting ever since, and we've also had through high school as well. And then Facebook came out, and next thing you know, it's my weather forecast just exploded. And it basically helped me quite a bit with that. And then after high school, I started doing many other weather forecasting and got into Penn State World Campus just a year ago, and I started weather forecasting on our local radio station here in Brooks, Alberta, Q1057 and the one at 101.1, and I'm also in a community weather forecaster for the Alberta Storm Chasers page, and not only that, but I also weather forecast on the Prairie Weather Center, and what else do I do? I'm an official weather observer for the Weather Network, and so hopefully someday I'll get onto the big old TV screen.
Well, you certainly keep yourself busy, that's for sure. Let's go
every
back
day.
A little bit. I know you touched on a little bit on how you kind of got into the whole weather scene and whatnot, but was weather something that you were interested in right away, or did you kind of have other interests in terms of a career interest, if you will, before weather?
Well, basically when I was really young, well, first flying through that thunderstorm, I've loved every thunderstorm ever since then, so I wanted to do something to get involved with thunderstorms, and at first I was thinking, when I was really young, I might want to fly and be a pilot or something, but then that just went away, and next thing you know, I got hooked on the weather, and then I started doing my own forecasting in the backyard. And I still do that, believe it or not. But anyways, I've been hooked to weather ever since, and haven't stopped weather forecasting since I was 8 years old.
Very cool. So what's I know you do a lot of things outside of your forecasting and things like that. I know recently I've been kind of following along as you've been going around to different schools and whatnot doing speeches. Do you have a favorite moment or question perhaps that has come up in some of your experiences of being able to talk to kids about weather?
Well, I did my first classroom presentation, the first one in back in April. That was with a different presentation. That's why I have my hair blue. If you can see it, that's for autism awareness, and I did that presentation back in April at the high school. But last week I did the presentation, actually yesterday, at an elementary school in Medicine Hat, and there are some incredible questions they had there. I think one of them was what's it like to be a weather person, and I've also had questions like the different types of weather, so pretty easy ones. So I've only done my first one, so I haven't come up across any weird questions yet, I guess.
So is that something you tend to kind of keep going and continue doing?
I think so, yeah. It's great to entertain some kids sometimes, I guess.
So do you, amongst all of your busy things with forecasting and so forth, do you get out and do any storm chasing very often?
I do a lot of it mostly in our area here because last year I saw about 69 thunderstorms in this area alone. So
wow.
I've seen one so far. I'm happy. I do. I track all these kind of storms. I've seen some amazing structure in our area here, wall clouds, shelf clouds, a gustnado a couple of years ago that almost came right at me. That was fun. And it's been. Last year I actually got away from this area to Calgary and chased the storm all the way back home. That was fun. That was a tornado worn storm. And that was August 5th. That was a good one. Beautiful storm. Beautiful storm. Beautiful structure on that thing. And it actually did put us down a tornado, but I missed it by 5 minutes because it was a really weak one. But I hope to do a little more in the way of chasing and see some more great incredible storms this year.
Yeah, so one of the things we actually like to do on the show is, we've done it for a couple years now, is we usually hold some sort of a predictions type show for the Canadian storm season. And I was going to put the question to you, when do you think storm season in the Canadian prairies is really going to ramp up? You can gauge that either by, you know, the first real severe outbreak or perhaps the first tornado, or what? When do you kind of expect that might happen this summer?
Well, actually, I had a really good look at the models today, because we like to look at models every day, and that's what I do all the time. But I did notice something interesting next week. Cape levels are over 1,000 kajoules, which is beautiful for us, I guess. And so there's a slight chance next week we could get some thunderstorm activity happening here in the prairies. Slight chance. It's still early, so we'll keep an eye on it as we get into next week. Also, basically our storm season should be getting going this month, some point. So likely as we get towards the end of the month, we hopefully start seeing the first severe storms. And the thing is now that El Nino, which is the pattern that we've been in for quite a while now, is starting to wind down just a bit. And we're going to start to see the La Nina start to form this summer. So that could get things a little bit more interesting this summer with the switching of the two from the El Nino, from a strong El Nino to potentially a strong La Nina as we get towards fall and winter this year.
Yeah, that'll be something different to keep an eye on. I know this winter in Saskatchewan, at least, was quite unseasonably warm. For most of the winter, with very little snow in the Regina area, at least. There were certain areas out towards Yorkton area and so forth. They saw a little bit more snow. But overall, this winter was quite considerably mild, I would say. Do you think that that with the mild and sort of low precip winter that we had this year, that might be reflected in the summer weather as well this year, that we might not see as much convection or as much rainfall, kind of similar to winter, or do you think that's not really going to play into it?
Well, it's basically if we go into from El Nino to neutral here, that's, we could potentially still see some precipitation. We've actually I've seen the most precipitation I've seen all winter long here in Brooks so far at the end of April and the beginning of this month. Because it's been really dry here. The biggest snowfall we've had here in Brooks was about 5 centimeters, and that is brutal for the winter months. And it's been way too dry here. But we did have some moisture a couple days ago, so we just need more moisture to get things to go, and things will hopefully go. And hopefully, if we do transition to La Nina, that will mean more moisture for us. Whee!
Yeah. You mentioned kind of some smoke lingering there earlier. I know that last year smoke became quite a factor, at least in Saskatchewan, when it came to things like storm development and whatnot. We had a lot of situations where there were a lot of good parameters in place for storms to start to develop, but the smoke just ultimately kind of inhibited the development of them. Do you think that with the potential fire risk that we're seeing in all sorts of northern areas across Alberta, Saskatchewan, and the dryness that are across both of those provinces, do you think that the potential exists maybe for a kind of a repeat of last year?
Well, last summer we did have the El Niño going on because it went on basically all year last year, which is why it got really strong. So that's why we've had all the high dry heat. But now that it's winding down, as I mentioned, things will definitely change this summer. This summer will likely be a little different compared to last summer, and hopefully get some more storms as well. Now, the thing is with this fire in Fort McMurray, that is what brought all the smoke down here into southern Alberta. Right. And literally, we've just had our first day of smoke here in the south today, and it's been pretty dry, and some of that smoke's going to drift east towards your neighborhood tomorrow. So I'm your way tomorrow, but it's not too bad today. It wasn't too bad. A little smelled like a bit of like a campfire today, but with the dryness in the air condition, airness, dryness of the air, we literally we will get that as we transition, because June is usually in the province of Alberta the rainiest month of the year. So hopefully that does improve quite a bit. Yeah.
So shifting gears a little bit, you were at you were one of the panelists at ChaserCon Canada back in October. Can you talk about, maybe tell us a little bit about your experience there and what your kind of takeaway from that whole event was?
Enjoy, Chase. My goodness, Chris Reslap put on a fantastic event there in Regina last year, last October, and I was so proud of myself to get onto the media panel. It was such a privilege to be asked to get on that media panel as well with Kelsey McCune, Liz Pittman, and Tiffany Lizzie from Global Regina, Kelsey McCune from CTV Calgary. And then, the panel was really fun. It was my first time speaking in public, believe it or not, which is kind of weird, I guess. But anyways, I got onto that panel, and my goodness, the adrenaline just went up for some strange reason. And next thing you know, everybody is laughing in the room there. And I thought people were going to pass out laughing, or people are going to fall out of their chairs, because one guy almost did fall out of his chair there. Yeah. I noticed that.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, I remember that. So, are you planning to go then again this year? I think it's in Calgary this year, or somewhere around there, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think it might be Red Deer.
Okay, Red Deer.
Yeah, I'll have to think about it, but I'm hoping to get there again. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that was a really, really fun event. We had a really good turnout for the first ever of that type of thing, and I think it went off really well. We'll have to have some more of those people back on the show again. So you mentioned, the things that you're doing currently with forecasting and whatnot. What are your interests moving forward, whether that be with forecasting or storm chasing? Is it kind of to move into the TV world is perhaps your aspiration?
Yeah, my big dream is to get into the TV world sometime, but radio is pretty fun, so I don't have to put a tie on or anything. I can go in sweatpants and wear whatever I want. I can just go in my boxers. I don't care. You're kidding. I don't do that. But TV's is what I'm looking forward to get into, and hopefully someday I'll get into it with all what I'm doing. And, can't wait to see what the future holds for me as I continue to carry on with the weather forecast. And then I'll also do some storm chasing, too, because I'd probably be the guy that wants to go out into the storm, the only weather person that wants to go out into the storm, I guess.
What about storm chasing in the U.S.? Is that something you've ever done or want to do perhaps in the future, or do you kind of like sticking up in the open spaces of Canada?
Does getting a tornado warning in Florida count, kind of?
Oh, did you have
when I was holidaying down there a couple of years? I do hope to get down there someday. It's definitely on my bucket list to go to Tornado Alley and see a big tornado. Absolutely.
So, this is kind of a generic question, but I think it's something that just about anybody who's ever storm chased, and I mean, like you have said, you've seen dozens of, you saw dozens of thunderstorms last year alone. What's one of your favorite storms that stands out to you to this day as being something that you would like to see again, or you think you might never see again?
Oh my goodness, I've seen so many storms in my past. It's unbelievable, but I just hope to get another thunderstorm. That's all I hope, and get one really, really soon, because I'm missing out. I've only seen one this year, and it's so far disappointing, but hopefully with the pattern changes, it changes everything. But anyways, the storm that really stuck out to me from a couple years ago, I'm going to go to a recent one from a few years ago, and this was a beautiful supercell that had a massive gust front out of it, and you could see the lightning and the supercells off in the distance, and next thing you know, I'm looking over there at the supercell, and you can see the wonderful gust front that's developed right there. And next thing you know, I see on the ground on the surface right there a gustnado developing right in front of my eyes, and it's heading right for me. And I'm like, oh, I got to get out of here. I got out of there, and we had wind gusts of 110 kilometers an hour roar through the area, and that was intense and probably scariest moment, but I hope to see that again, which is kind of weird but crazy at the same time, I guess.
Yeah, it seems like some of those crazy experiences are the ones that really, really stick with you, and the ones you kind of wish to happen more often, almost.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So, So obviously, with summer coming up and everything, you got plans, I assume, to try and see more thunderstorms this summer?
Oh, yeah. Hope to get 69 again. That's what I hope.
Well, thanks a lot, Brandon, for joining us. It's been great great to finally get you on the show, and hopefully we can get you on again sometime, maybe with a panel of people or something like that. We're going to try and step this up here through the spring and the summer months, so hope to chat with you again, and thanks a lot for joining us tonight.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for having me today.
Our pleasure. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right.
All right, have a good night.
You too.
So that was Brandon Houck joining us from Alberta tonight. Thanks for watching, everybody, and thank you for your comments. We got one comment here that I didn't actually get a chance to read, saying that ChaserCon Canada is probably actually going to be in Edmonton this year. So I guess it's a little still up in the air. I don't know that it's officially been announced, so I guess we'll wait and see what all happens there. That's not until later this fall. And hopefully we'll get to do another pre-ChaserCon show again with different guests. We had a lot of fun with that. And we're going to be continuing on with this series of podcasts here through the spring. We've got plans to do another SK Storm roundtable with some of our regular guests. And so we're going to hopefully get that in here in the coming weeks, so stay tuned for more details on that. And if you have any questions or comments about the show, you can tweet us at WeatherSask. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at WeatherSask. And stay tuned to our website, SaskatchewanWeather.ca. And we're going to be live streaming from the field, storm chasing this season at a new website link. No longer on TVN Weather. We're going to be at skstorm.net/live is where you can find us streaming this summer. And we a lot like Brandon, are just waiting for the storms to arrive very anxiously. Don't know that we'll get 69. We have yet to get close to that number. But hopefully we can get a few in our pocket this year.